In this bulletin, Victoria starts its fifth lockdown to bring the latest COVID outbreak under control. Dozens dead and missing in record rains and floods in Western Europe. And in sport, COVID cases in Tokyo surge just a week out from the start of the Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victoria's fifth lockdown has begun after a snap decision by the state government late yesterday. The decision was made after the number of locally acquired COVID-19 cases grew to 18, seeded by two separate leakages from the Sydney Delta outbreak. The lockdown is due to last until midnight on Tuesday, though the Premier Daniel Andrews hasn't ruled out releasing some parts of regional Victoria sooner. He says the rules will be the same as the last lockdown in May.
They have worked before, they will work again. They've worked against different strains of this virus. Most recently, they've worked against Delta. And they will work this time. If we all invest in this, if we all accept this as not where we want it to be, and it's not easy, but it's essential. Otherwise, it'll be 5 weeks or 5 months. And I'm just not prepared to wait for the sake of convenience now, only to realise it's too late to do what must be done. In anticipation of the amazing efforts I know Victorians will put in, because they always do, I say thank you.
There are more than 100 exposure sites listed in Victoria and more than 1,500 close contacts and more than 5,000 secondary contacts. Sydney's virus outbreak has continued to leak into the city's healthcare system. There are at least 70 paramedics reportedly isolating and cases linked to two major hospitals and an aged care home. New South Wales recorded 65 new local COVID-19 cases yesterday, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned the number of infected people in the community was yet to decline despite stay-at-home orders. New pandemic support measures will be on the agenda when National Cabinet meets today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has proposed a plan that will apply to any jurisdiction subject to a lockdown of 7 days or longer that is a Commonwealth-declared COVID-19 hotspot. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's asked the Prime Minister to provide financial support to Victorians affected by the lockdown from the first day. The head of the World Health Organization says it is premature to rule out a potential link between the COVID-19 pandemic and a laboratory leak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says getting access to raw data had been a challenge for the international team that traveled to China earlier this year to investigate the source of the virus.
We are asking actually China to be transparent, open, and cooperate, especially on the information raw data that we asked for at the early days of the pandemic.
German Health Minister Jens Spahn says he expects more from China.
We do appreciate the cooperation of the Chinese government so far for the first mission, but that's not yet enough, obviously. Like the G7 leaders called on more investigations, we fully support this, and so we can just call on China to intensify the cooperation to examine the origin of this virus.
At least 44 people are dead and dozens are missing after record rainfall in Western Europe. Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands have experienced major flooding, damaging houses and causing thousands of people to evacuate. Lebanon's Prime Minister-designate Saad Hariri says he is stepping down after failing to form a government after nearly 9 months. Mr. Hariri said he and President Michel Aoun had failed to reach an agreement on his proposal government lineup. To sport now, and new coronavirus cases in Tokyo have surged to a six-month high, just 8 days out from the start of the Olympic Games. More than 1,300 new cases were recorded in the city on Thursday as the city continues its fourth state of emergency because of the virus. It comes as Tokyo's governor met with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach as part of a series of meetings between Japanese leaders and Games organisers. Mr. Bach again reassured the Japanese public that the Games would be safe and secure.
Earlier today, I was together with Yamashita-san in the Olympic Village, and we could see and could convince ourselves that all the delegations are following the rules and are supporting these rules because they know it is in their own interest to be safe and it's in the interest and it's in solidarity with the people of Tokyo.
And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. There's showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers with possible heavy falls, 14. Melbourne, a shower or 2 and 15. Hobart, fog with possible light rain, 14 degrees. Canberra, showers and 10 degrees. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, also 19. Newcastle, possible showers and windy, 20. Brisbane, a shower or 2, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny and 29. And Darwin, similar conditions, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.